Harper Audio presents Diplomatic Immunity by Brody Ashton. Performed by M. Eldridge. Chapter 1. In seeking truth, you have to get both sides of a story. At least that's what Walter Cronkite says. He was the anchor who announced on live national television that President Kennedy had been assassinated. My grandma Ouiza remembers exactly where she was when Cronkite made the announcement. She was in her kitchen chopping onions. To this day, onions make her think of presidential assassinations. Sometimes, if I'm helping my mom cook and Grandma Ouiza is invited over, I'll purposely leave out the onions. They have too much baggage for her. Grandma Ouiza says we all have those "where were you when blank happened" moments, and then the blank is usually something about when Pearl Harbor was bombed, or when 9/11 happened, or when the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. Now I had one of those moments of my very own. I was sitting in the living room, balancing a paper plate with a leftover taco on my lap, watching the nightly news. My mom had a talent for stretching leftovers into five-day territory. Even on day five, I still usually chose to eat the leftovers, because the other option was always instant ramen. On the television, there was a press conference about a senator who had died in the arms of his mistress. It was a typical headline inside the Beltway of Washington, D.C.